Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill. I'm the pastor of Providence Church. It's a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. We are located in Evansville, Indiana. It's great to have you here again with me for a Friday, December 18th, 2020. This is edition number 51. This morning, we're going to look at two verses that have caused maybe some questions as to the meaning as the Lord Jesus Christ gives them to us. It's Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 and 23. But we're going to pray first, and then we'll dive in and look briefly at these very important words in the life of the Christian. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, as we bow before you this morning, as we enter another day that you have ordered and ordained and have set before us that we might serve you, we pray that as we look at your word this morning, we might indeed be instructed by your Spirit. We pray for help and strength that you might forgive us for our sins, the many ways in which we fall short of your glory. We pray that you'd grant to us what you command us, and we would be obedient children, serving you out of love and delight and joy. We do pray for your people, wherever they may be, some hurting, some suffering with chronic illness, some laboring over great matters. We pray that you might help them and sustain them, that you might strengthen them, that you might help us now, that you might give us your Spirit as you've promised. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 22, just reading verses 22 and 23 this morning. Matthew 6, 22, "The eye is the lamp of the body, so if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?" Now here the Lord Jesus Christ is employing a metaphorical expression. He talks here in verses 22 and 23 about the eye being the lamp of the body. It's either healthy or it's unhealthy. It's either good or it is evil. And the eye in Scripture is often used as a term that is parallels the very heart of man. John Stott, in his fine commentary on the Sermon on the Mount, he says that not infrequently in Scripture, the eye is equivalent to the heart. That is, to set the heart and to fix the eye on something are synonyms. One example may be enough from Psalm 119 and verse 10, the psalmist writes, "With my whole heart I seek thee, let me not wander from thy commandments." Verse 19 of the same psalm, "I have fixed my eyes on all thy commandments." Similarly, here in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus passes from the importance of having our heart in the right place to the importance of having our eye sound and healthy. And so if we are indeed, if the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about our heart, if the heart is healthy, then the whole direction of our life will be indeed healthy. We have to echo back, we have to rewind a little bit and look at the words that Jesus gave to us in verses 19 through 21 when he talked about treasures. "For where your heart is, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And so a healthy heart or a healthy eye that guides the whole life, that is framed by the priorities of God's word and the priorities of the kingdom of God, will then establish a body that is healthy and lives as they have been designed to live to the glory of God. And so a healthy heart can only come in one way. My friends, it can only come through the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit and the redemption accomplished by Jesus Christ to bring about that dead heart, that hard heart, the heart of stone, and turn it to a heart of flesh so that it might willingly follow and joyfully serve Him. If, in fact, the heart remains desperately wicked, who can understand it? That will also then dictate the course of one's life. Now, it can be the case, of course, for Christians that as we are being sanctified day after day by the Spirit, that we find in us a sinful, unbelieving heart. We might find in us crevices and recesses of our hearts that are black. And if we're honest with each other, our hearts are blacker than we generally choose to admit. And so as we read the scriptures and we hear this sermon and we hear other sermons preached on the Lord's Day and we meditate upon the Word of God, the sanctifying work of the Spirit is fashioning our heart and thus the course of our life that we might live the purpose of why we're here. And so it's very important to realize that as the heart goes, so goes our lives. Wicked men will behave wickedly. And righteous men, fashioned by the regenerating work and sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, will live holy and indeed righteous lives. And so when we think about even the words of the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1, where he tells us, preparing your minds for action, being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. That is, of course, the dark heart or the bad eye that resides in us. But instead, as those who have been saved by the work of God Himself, the Spirit of God, but as He who called you is holy, also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on Him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile. So as the heart is changed, as it is worked over by the Spirit of God, it sets the whole frame of our lives in front of us that we might then choose the right priorities. That is, of course, the priorities of God's kingdom, that we might set before us the right desires, the things that God would have us desire. But only Christians can do that because their heart has been renewed by the Spirit. The unbeliever will always choose evil, will always choose the wrong thing, will always dishonor God, even on their best day. And so it's very important for us to see what Jesus really is getting at here. He is talking about that which mirrors in the way we live mirrors the very essence of where our heart is. If it's established by the priorities of the kingdom, then our eye is good, and it sets forth the whole of our life. But if our priorities are established by that which is other than the very kingdom of God, then we land in great trouble. And so, in summary, as Christians especially, we must always be busy about heart surgery. As we read the scriptures, we need to let the Spirit of God work in us and do the hard work, the surgical work of cutting away the heart of the sinful tendencies of our lives and replacing it with the glorious beauty of being conformed even more and more into the very image of Christ. And so let me encourage you this morning as you reflect on your own heart, as you reflect on your own priorities of this life, that you allow the Word of God and the preaching of the Word of God to do its work. As a Christian, you want that. You desire that. Maybe you waffle or you waver at times, but at the end of it, undergirding all of it, you long for the eye of your life to be healthy, that you might then have it establish all of your life, your body, your soul, your mind, your priorities, your desires, all framed for the glory of God's kingdom. Well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. I hope they are. And if you have any comments or questions, you can leave me a note there. The information is before you. Additionally, there's other information below the video that I would encourage you to take advantage of as well. So until Monday, may God bless you this weekend. May He give you rest on the Lord's Day. May you be where His people are, in worship, enjoying the presence of God's people and our Father in heaven as well. May God bless you.